Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us to discuss a little college football action, a wild weekend and week in the college football realm, is my good friend Pete Thamel, national college football reporter for Yahoo Sports. Mr. Thamel, good morning.
DA, how we doing?
Doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, your old hometown and my hometown is about to host a World Series game tonight. I'm not actually there, but I'm excited, as you know, as a Bostonian. So yeah.
Yes. Now, I was relocated there for business, but you obviously you live there. Yes. And you grew up around in Massachusetts. I mean, when
relocated for business, like you were like an accountant.
That's
you
right.
Yes. You went to count widgets.
I was an accountant for sports information. Okay. And hot takes. I was an accountant for hot takes.
The calamari. Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. When does your city stop winning championships? Damn it. My God.
I do think, like, so I lived there in 04. Actually, you know, I was in New York in 04, but I was back after that, and I went back for it. Like, the excitement level for championships now, it's almost like, oh, you know, we're going to all have to stay up late and
yeah.
watch these World Series games. That's really what it is. Oh, are they 8 o'clock? Oh, God. You know, everyone's going to be so tired at work tomorrow. You know?
I know. So we got to take off for another parade, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the kids.
I hope it's not cold at the
right, parade. Right. Yeah. 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 Well, the kids have seen 6 of these. Do we need a 7th? Maybe they should stay in school that day.
Yeah. They could just watch it on YouTube, right?
It's so obnoxious. It is so obnoxious.
We love it. We love it. And, you know, the Celtics are struggling out of the gate here, so I think people really see the sky falling.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. Jeez, tough times right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. No, it's not easy being a Bostonian these days. I want to ask you about Harbaugh versus D'Antonio and this kind of war of wills. It feels like Harbaugh wants to fight just about everybody in college football. But who did you think was in the right or the wrong in this Michigan State-Michigan thing on Saturday?
You know who's in the right is you and everyone who hosts a sport talk show, because this is like unbelievable fodder. Like, could you have, if you had sat down before that game and said, let's make up a scenario where we can talk about the shenanigans surrounding this game for the next year.
True.
Right? You would come up with like a, yeah, like, you know, Bush League. He accuses D'Antonio of watching and smiling. D'Antonio with that's BS soundbite. I mean, how many times is that going to be played? That's going to be like people's ringtone.
Right.
In the state of Michigan this year. I mean, the whole thing was just completely just comically ridiculous. Like, everything about it was ridiculous. Like, Michigan State released a statement saying they've done their walk for 12 years and they have the time scheduled. And then, I don't know, the Bush thing, you know, doing Earl Weaver impression, you know, chopping up with the back of his cleat, the logo in midfield. I think the whole thing was preposterous. I think kind of everyone lost a little bit in that whole thing. And I do think Harbaugh, after winning, really made his comments very specifically to stoke the fires. Mm. Because he's sort of the master of, you know, gathering the fury of the news cycle. And when you win, you can kind of get away with that a little bit. So he knew exactly what he was doing in that scenario. The game, by the way, was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it was just an awful, awful football game. I do think Michigan's very good. I don't think Michigan State is very good. But it was just like kind of like a gross quintessential Big Ten slog. And I can't sit back and say, oh, this guy was right and this guy was wrong. I mean, it was kind of amateur hour all the way around.
That's a good way to put it. It was a Big Ten punt fest. Nobody really looked good coming out of it. Pete Thamel joins us from Yahoo Sports. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, reports of friction between Urban Meyer and administration. Are you buying that?
Nope. I don't ever buy Football Scoop. Sorry.
Okay. Why not? Well, why don't you buy the report in general? Like forget football scoop.
Hit percentage. So I just think that's like the classic thing you do to draw attention. And I mean, look, they've obviously gone through some stuff there, but I don't think there's anything underlying there that's been known to me that's looming right now. I think Ohio State's one of those places when they lose, everything sort of goes crazy. And I kind of saw that aggregated somewhere this morning and rolled my eyes. I sent a couple text messages and people were just like, no, it's, no.
Your story on Mike Leach and his distrust for Pac-12 officiating really was interesting, and there's text messages to back this up. And it reminds me of the distrust that a lot of the SEC has around officiating surrounding Alabama, this idea that the conference protects Alabama and maybe in the Pac-12 the same thing around USC. How much within the Pac-12 or the SEC are those paranoias legitimate?
Well, I think those are two kind of very different questions, right? I think with the Pac-12, what Leach's text messages that we obtained through public records requests were clearly a culmination of years of frustration, right? And he clearly hit a boiling point. Now, certainly this is Mike Leach. He's a noted conspiracy theorist and always kind of has beat to his own drum. But, that Porter Gustin no call has haunted the Pac-12 since they whiffed on it, and their inability to handle the messaging of it, A, call it right, B, it's literally haunted their whole season. If they had called that, there's a very good chance Washington State's in first, undefeated in the top six or seven and, in the playoff talk right now, because it would have given Washington State essentially first and goal from the 10 with about 2 minutes left in that game. Instead, they missed a 38-yard field goal, got it blocked, and lost by 3 points. And so I just really think that what that missed call has done is it's allowed some feelings of ill will to manifest themselves in that league. And Alabama, are you talking about the Carville thing, D.A.?
Yeah, and in general, this kind of idea that the SEC has always kind of put Alabama in advantageous situations at the expense of other teams of the conference.
Yeah, I don't know. Going back to the Pac-12, that's why you don't have a conference official with a voice in your replay room. So the guy with business in his title, right? You don't have that. And that's what the Pac-12 had. Now they claim they changed their policies and they don't have that anymore. But that's wrong. That's the type of action that leads fans to go down that conspiracy road. So, the call on the LSU linebacker was not a great call. It wasn't perfect. It looked like he led with his hands. It didn't look like a classic targeting. But I don't know. Targeting in college is like a catch in the NFL. Nobody really knows what it is. After we wrote the first Pac-12 story a couple weeks ago, people, coaches, et cetera, start sending me these clips of these targetings. And it's like, wait a minute, they didn't call that. They didn't call that. So I don't know. I just think that was a missed call. And at least it was missed on the side of player safety, right? The Pac-12 missed call, the glaring one. I mean, the guy Gardner Minshew probably got decapitated. His dad was worried watching the game at home. I interviewed him after. This one, okay. Upon further review, maybe they should have not made a target. I mean, you can't do anything after. So I don't know. There was this drumbeat from the media in Louisiana where, the AD there, Aliva, is going to call the office and get it fixed. But you can't. You can't fix it after. You can't change it after. So I think it would be a conspiracy of some kind if they did change the rules to get the kid to play. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I've been around. I think I'm too jaded for conspiracy theories sometimes. But look, it looked like a bad call. And bad calls happen.
Cocktail party this week, Florida, Georgia. Do you believe the winner of this game could beat the winner of Alabama, LSU in Atlanta?
Well, Florida beat LSU. So if that was the scenario,
true.
Sure. I don't think anyone's beating Alabama, Damon. It's hard to envision right now. Now, look, Alabama hasn't been tested. They haven't had a third and two late in the third quarter in a one-score game that they've needed to convert. They just simply haven't had tension at any point. So hopefully what this LSU game does is we get to learn a little bit about Alabama when it's nut cutting time, right? Like we haven't seen that yet with this Alabama team. I mean, Tua's been remarkable. What's he going to do, you know, when, you know, like Grant Delpit or, you know, Greedy Williams comes on a corner blitz and gets in his grill? How is he going to react when he gets hit? I mean, his numbers, his efficiency, he may be having the best season of any quarterback since the time I started covering national colleges in the last 15 years. Like, it's remarkable. But that said, like, he hasn't truly been tested in a tense situation.
I mean, he hasn't played a fourth quarter.
He hasn't played a fourth quarter. Yeah, and you know, it was interesting going into this year with Tua because he obviously saved them in the national title game and made that dynamic throw, but, like, he didn't play great in that game. Like, if you really go back and you remember the second half of that title game, he took a terrible sack. He was, you know, a young quarterback, you know, and obviously it ended up working out. But I was a little skeptical coming in because I had seen his very small body of work in front of us, and it wasn't perfect. But he's pretty much been perfect this year, and yeah, it's almost a little bit like this weekend is like, let's fast forward to November 3rd and see what LSU has for them in Baton Rouge.
Pete Thamel joins us from Yahoo Sports here on CBS Sports Radio. So would the playoff committee take a 12-1 Oklahoma or a 12-1 Ohio State?
That's a really good question. I honestly, and I wrote this Saturday, I don't think Ohio State's that good. I really don't. Like, they have looked, you know, the teams they've struggled against now, when you look back, like, they were just okay against Minnesota, just okay against Indiana, should have probably lost to Penn State by all conceivable metrics, and TCU gave them a run. Well, those teams aren't very good, and they played down to all their levels, and they basically have one competent safety and a linebacking crew that's been MIA most of the year, and you know, God bless Jeff Brohm. He's, you know, the kind of the next genius play caller that we've seen come through. He exposed every single one of their weaknesses with highlighter and glaring. And it was just, he could not have called a better game in terms of attacking what they don't do well. So I would think, you know, Oklahoma's out of conference win, UCLA. I guess the Bruins are on a roll now because they've won two in a row, and good for Chip Kelly. I never had any doubt that he'd figure it out there. But that hurts them because you scheduled that game 5 years ago. You think it's a top 25 game, and it ends up, you know, UCLA in all likelihood isn't going to be a bowl team. So Ohio State has a pretty good out of conference win. You know, there's something said for going to challenge yourself, and certainly they both tried to do that on paper. So no, I mean, That would be pretty interesting. I do think the momentum of beating Michigan, if Ohio State does that, and then do you have, like, I really almost feel like last year, if they had had a blowout win in that conference title game, they might have been looked at in a little different light, like they were the Cardale Jones year. So, and then Oklahoma's going to have a chance against Texas. And I think Texas, Tom Herman's obviously done a good job there. I don't think Texas is, like, in the same conversation talent-wise, Damon, as maybe, you know, the Clemsons and obviously not Alabama. And I just think Texas is Texas is a year or two away from really being a true playoff team talent-wise. Tom's done a good job squeezing out of them what he can, but I still think there's a ways to go there before they're in that conversation.
Pete Thamel, national college football writer for Yahoo Sports, joining us this morning on the show. Check out his piece about Washington State's Mike Leach and the text messages that they were able to acquire about controversial officiating in the Pac-12 and after the USC game by going to yahoosports.com right now. It's a really, really interesting piece for college football fans. It's at yahoosports.com right now. Pete, it's always good, brother. Thanks so much. Try to get some sleep in the middle of this championship run for the Sox.
DA, thank you. We'll try. It's not easy. If you ever get relocated up there for work, let me know.
Okay. Thanks, bud.
Thanks.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.